We're doing Rosh Hashanah, and we're in the first chapter, the first Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins by telling us, Al Ba'ar Rashei Shanim Him. There are four heads of the year, meaning there are four starting points to the year, and they have halachic pertinence to different things. Be'echad b'Nisan, one in the month of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, l'melachim, for Jewish kings. Meaning if a Jewish king became king in the middle of the month of Adar, or at the end of the month of Adar, comes the first day of Nisan, we say new year for him, even though he wasn't king for a whole year.
In a year.
That's called the... Right. Then we start counting year number two.
Oh.
The year always changes on the first of Nisan. Now this was important because when they'd write their contracts, they'd write to the years of the king, the Jewish king or the non-Jewish king. So they want to have a set date that when that date passes, they know the date changes. If you'd have to say, well, you have to remember when he was inaugurated, go figure it out, go remember exactly the dates, it'll change with each king. This way the rabbis set a set date, the kings change, their year changes at the first of the month of Nisan. And just like we know, the Jewish months begin with the month of Nisan, because that's when we were inaugurated, we were taken as God's nation, so Nisan is the beginning of our months, even though the beginning of our year is in Tishrei. So too, our kings, their year begins in Nisan. That's an easy way to remember.
So if they start one day before Shabbat.
Correct. Then Nisan is going to be year number two. Enough one day.
As opposed to, what's it called, for the oral account, I think it has to start from the minimum of 14th of August, something like that. 14th of August.
Okay. For the which count?
Oral?
What's oral law? Yeah. We'll get to that. Vilargalim. And for the festivals, we say the festival of Pesach is the first of the regalim. Why is that relevant? We have a mitzvah in the Torah when we take upon ourselves to bring korban. So a person says, I take upon myself to bring this korban as a donation. So he has a mitzvah to bring it by the time the first regel comes. And he has a prohibition from letting a year go by without his bringing that korban. How do we evaluate that year? So there are many different opinions. Our Mishnah goes with the opinion that says, Rabbi Shimon's opinion, he says that you evaluate what you have to have the three holidays pass in their correct order, and once they pass, he derives it from Pasuk, then he transgresses of Baal Te'achar. The Torah says, do not delay bringing the sacrifice. We say, what's called delaying? Once you've let a year go by, how do I evaluate that year? Rabbi Shimon says, you must have all three festivals pass in order from Pesach. Meaning, if he took a vow right after Pesach, so only next year Pesach do we start the count for the year. Meaning we say, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, once those three pass in that order, he's transgressed Baal Te'achar. He's delayed the korban. A lav. He was over a lav. Once Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos passed. After Sukkos.
After
Sukkot. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. But that's why Rabbi Shimon says, that even though it doesn't say it's Rabbi Shimon's opinion, this Mishnah is going through Rabbi Shimon's opinion, that Nisan, meaning the holiday of Nisan, is the beginning of the year for the festivals, and this has relevance for Baal Te'achar.
No, when we talk about bringing carbon, it's
a neder. No, all korbanos. Oh. Any neder, any time he takes a vow to bring he's going to donate a korban.
And he's going to do it after Pesach?
He should do it as soon as possible. The second the first festival comes, he's over on the asay. But the los asay, the prohibition, he only transgresses after three, and Rabbi Shimon says three in this order.
So what's an example?
Let's say a person takes a vow a day before Pesach that he'll bring olas nedava, a sacrifice of an ola, he's donating it to the temple. When Pesach comes, he has to bring that olas nedava. He didn't bring it, so we say, okay, Pesach passes, Shavuos passes, Sukkos passes, he's transgressed the law.
The second that Sukkot passes, he's transgressed the law.
Provided that Pesach and Shavuos have passed after he took the vow. Meaning he has to pass Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos in that order. Once Sukkos passed, If it starts with Shavuot,
it has to be three or
again. No, it has to be three in this order.
Oh, really?
It's not three. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is if he took a vow before Shavuos, he won't transgress till the following Sukkos. Shavuos, Sukkos will pass, and then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and only then will he transgress. So that's why the beginning of the year, he has to transgress what we call a complete year. The beginning of the year, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the Pesach, right.
Okay. So once Pesach comes,
that's the beginning of the year.
The last one. No.
Sukkos is always going to be the last one.
Right, okay.
So always because that's the last one of the year.
What?
Because that's the last one of the year?
We don't look at it. Technically, yeah, but the stress is that the year begins with Pesach. So the
reference to the beginning.
You need three in order. That's what we derive from the pasuk. You need to have the three regalim in their order. A year has to pass. What's a year? Three regalim. Any three regalim, Rav Shimon is of the opinion, no. It must be the three regalim in their correct order.
And the year starts with Pesach.
So that means on Sukkot, you don't bring the offering of Sukkot, you are chayav straight after Sukkot.
No. This is the offering of Sukkot, you're only responsible on Sukkot. If you didn't bring it, you didn't bring it. It has to be a private offering.
A private offering
that you take a neder or a nedava, and that neder or nedava you're obligated to bring. Until Pesach comes, the clock doesn't start ticking for the lav. Pesach is when the clock starts ticking for the lav. Yeah. And then Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, he was over the lav.
So let's say he says, I'm going to bring a korban olah for Sukkot.
That's different.
And then he misses Sukkot, then he has to miss another Sukkot.
Right, he'll have to miss another Sukkot.
Right.
Okay,
why?
So
if you made it right before Sukkot, then when Pesach comes, then
no, the year begins with Pesach. Until right. Pesach comes, the year didn't begin.
He has to pass Shavuot Sukkot in that order.
Right.
Since he started on Sukkot, he has to start from Pesach. Pesach starts the year.
Right.
And if he made a neder right before Pesach,
The clock started ticking on Pesach. That's it.
Okay,
after Sukkot, not a full year. After Sukkot, he transgressed. He has Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. After Sukkot, he transgressed.
Okay, so
let's read the Mishnah from the beginning again. Albara Shishanimim. The Mishnah tells us there are four heads to the year. Be'echad v'Nisan, one to the month of Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah l'Amnachim, the beginning of the year for Jewish kings. Their year changes on the first of the month of Nisan. Ve'largalim, and that's when the festivals begin for the prohibition of Baal Te'acher. The festivals begin with the festival of Nisan, which is Pesach. Be'echad be'elul, one in the month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, l'masal be'ima, for taking off a tithe of the animals. We know that a person has to take all the new animals that are born, he puts them in a corral, he lets them out, and then when the 10th one comes out, he swats it with a paintbrush, and that one is, he gives us a tithe, he gives ma'aser be'ima. And we're supposed to take each year separately. Once he has a certain amount, I don't remember what the minimum amount is, maybe it's 10, it says in the Mishnah.
Once he has a certain amount, he has to take 10.
He puts them all in a corral. He lets them out. He counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th one comes out. He sweats it with a paintbrush. That one is going to be Meiser Behema.
If you do it randomly?
You do it randomly, right. Whichever the 10th one that comes out of the corral.
If it has a moon, if it has a
moon. I don't remember that. Meiser Behema, sorry. So one in the month of Elul is when the year begins, meaning each year you take off its own tit. So the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah is that when do we start the count of the year? Meaning, how do we divide the animals? We said, Maser Beima, tenth of the animals, is the first of Elul. Right. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say, Bechad B'Tishrei, one in the month of Tishrei. And this stems from an argument in how we derive from the verses. Well, suffice to say that. That their argument is how you derive from the verses, when is the beginning of the year.
Hold it, there's three times.
Wait, we're going to read about the fourth one in a second. Bechad v'tishrei, one in the month of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah l'Shanim. It's the beginning of the year, right? When we count the years of the non-Jewish kings, so we say the year changes in the beginning of the month of Tishrei. That's what makes sense, right? That's when the world was created. That's when our calendar starts. The year begins. So, one in the month of Tishrei.
Why didn't they use that also for the kings of Arkim?
Oh, good question. We derive it from Psukim. We derive from Psukim. That they have to be like Yitzhak. So, the one in the month of Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Hashanah for the following things. For the count of non-Jewish kings, which we said is applicable for how we write our contracts. Vila Shmitim, that's when Shemitah starts. We all know that. That's when it starts and ends. Vila Yovlot, that's when Yovel, the Jubilee year, begins. Lanetiyah, for plantings. If you plant something by Rosh Hashanah, and we'll explain it a little bit more in a second. So then we know that we have a mitzvah of Arla. The Torah says you plant a fruit-bearing tree, you got to give it 3 years where you don't pick its fruit. So we say, when does the year change? So just like the kings, we count the years based on Rosh Hashanah. We don't count the year based upon when it was planted. If you planted it 2 months before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah comes, we start the count of the second year. Nitiyah is a planting.
It's already 1 year old.
Correct. Now, we say it has to be that it Chodesh b'shana, chashuv shana. We say a month in a year counts like the whole year with regard to this. So you have to have planted it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it had 1 month in that year in order for that year to count. But Chazal said it's not if they just stick it in the ground. That doesn't make it that month count as a month that it was in the ground. It takes 2 weeks till it gets absorbed in the ground. When you put a sapling, you take a branch, you put it in the ground, you plant a tree in the ground, it takes it 2 weeks. So that's how we come up with this concept that he mentioned earlier, 45 days, which is Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. That's 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. We say you need 2 weeks for it to catch in the ground. And then another 30 days, because you need a minimum 30 days in the year for it to count as a year. And once you've planted this tree 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, then when Rosh Hashanah, right, then it counts as a year. Right.
Is that also regarding the Shvit? Similar halacha about the planting?
Yes, there's a similar halacha about Shvit, correct.
Wait, so if you do it on the 14th, right before, or until the 14th, like in other words,
Can you do it on the 15th? I think you could.
No, could you do it on the 14th is the limit, so, right?
The 15th is the limit.
Okay, so you could.
I think you could do it on the 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
On
yeah.
15th also?
I think so, because you need 2 weeks. So after the 15th, you have 2 weeks.
Right.
Meaning, the question is, what about after sunset? Do you go by the morning hour, by the night?
Right.
You go by night, but I'm not sure. Vila yirakot, and yirakot over here means for meiser of the vegetables, and really it's a reference to all forms of meiser. So the question is, why didn't the Mishnah just say for meiser? So that's a good question. We'll leave it hanging for now. So Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, is the beginning of the year for many, many things. Which things? For the year of the non-Jewish king, for Shemitah, for Yovel, for meiser of things that grow, and for the tree, when you plant a young tree, a sapling. Okay, the Echad B'Shvat, in one of the month of Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah Leilan, is the beginning of the year for a tree, not a sapling. We know that a tree has to have a full year. The fourth year is a year where the fruit is holy. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's called Neta Revai, the planting's fourth year. Revai, Revi'i.
Fourth year, you have to take the produce and bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim.
Correct. Eat it in holiness. Whatever the tree produces.
Everything,
yeah. Everything is holy. You could redeem it. You could redeem it with money and take the money up to Jerusalem and eat it there in holiness.
The guy owns fields and stuff.
Well, so he'll have to redeem fields and fields and stuff. He'll come to Jerusalem. That's why the markets in Jerusalem were very cheap always. There was always a lot of fruits here, and it was always very cheap to buy fruits here because there was always a plethora of fruits coming in. So when do we start the count of the tree? The count of the tree starts, Beis Shammai says, in the first of Shvat, Beis Hillel Omrim v'chamisha Asar Bo, on the 15th of Shvat. And we know the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Tu B'Shvat is the beginning of the year for the tree. So now let's think what that means. Listen, well, what does that mean? You plant a young sapling, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Av, for argument's sake. Before Tu B'Av, before the 15th of Av, you plant a young sapling. Comes Rosh Hashanah, we said, becomes year number two. Comes the next year, Rosh Hashanah, is year number three. At the end of that year, Rosh Hashanah, you finished 3 years that it was a sapling. But now it's no longer a sapling. Now it's a tree. So when does the fourth year begin? So even though the year began for a sapling on Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't end till Tu B'Shvat, because now it's no longer a sapling. We said Nitiyah, the Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Hashanah, on the first of Tishrei. It's no longer Nitiyah. So even though... So the fourth year will begin on Tu B'Shvat. You have this extra span of... Only then begins Netar Revai. Until then you can't eat the fruits. You can't do anything with the fruits. Netar Revai begins in Tu B'Shvat, which is 5 months into the year. 5 months into the year, which isn't the end, because fruits really only develop then. That's when the fruits start developing. Okay. Tu B'Shvat is the beginning of the fourth year and the end of the fourth year. The fourth year will only end on Tu B'Shvat, because now it's no longer a sapling. Now it's a tree. Okay? So who wants to review the laws we saw in the Mishnah today? And you will notice what Yosef started pointing out earlier, that this concept that we began the Mishnah, that there are four heads of the year, that works according to the opinion. Which opinion? Think about it for a second. What are the four heads of the year? First of the month of Nisan, first of Elul, first of Tishrei, and or Tu B'Shvat, first or, it's a machloket. Okay, so that when we say four heads of the year, that's according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. According to them, you have five. Because the first of Elul, you add the first of Elul for the animals. You have another head of the year, right? For Meiser Behema, for taking a tenth off the animal, that's the first of Elul, according to them. Right?
Again.
I'm sorry, they have three. You were right.
Three.
I was wrong. You were right. They have three. Right. I messed up. Right.
Wait, Israel. If I heard you right, it sounded like you said that the Tu B'Shvat is the start and the end. But how is it? I understand how it's the conclusion of 3 years, but it's not the start. The
start of the fourth year. And the fourth year will only end on Tu B'Shvat.
And only from then they can bring the produce and eat also the produce.
Yeah. We're skipping over technicalities, but yeah.
Why? It only has to wait 3 years.
The fourth year it has special holiness, which it must be eaten in Jerusalem. That's Netar Revai.
Right. But the first 3 years is kind of like a sewer.
Can't eat it, right. Okay, so let's review the Mishnah, make sure we understood every word, and make sure we understood all the concepts. The Mishnah said, does anyone want to review it? No volunteers. Okay, yeah? Go ahead.
Okay,
Explain. Al-Baal She'Shanim.
There's four times in the year that are considered heads of the year, and they have halakhic implication. And one of them is the first of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah leMelachim uLeRegalim, and it's from then on. It's a start for the year for the Jewish king, and also for the counting for the holidays, for bringing the offering. For being korbanot, you have to have it in the order starting from Nisan, from Pesach.
Very good.
The holidays will start from
right. And only then is chayv in the lav. Really, you're supposed to be quick. And once the first regal comes, you're over the assay. But the lav of Baal Te'acher, the Torah says, do not delay. The Torah says, lo te'acher l'shalemo. When you take a vow for Hashem your God, don't delay. What does it mean, don't delay? Don't delay beyond three holidays in this order, according to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. Echad Belul.
Echad Belul Rosh Hashanah L'Maaseh Behemah. From the first of Elul, it's a new year for taking the tithe of the animal, the tenth of every animal. Okay, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Bechad Betishe, that this is included in the first of the official.
Very good.
Okay, Bechad Betishe, Rosh Hashanah, Lashanim, Vela Shmidin, Vela Yovle, Vela Yovlod, Levia, Vela Yerakot. Okay, it's the first of Tishe is the head of the year for non-Jewish kings in our calendar. Right?
Yeah.
How is that seen from the...
When we live under a non-Jewish king, so when we write a divorce contract or any other important legal contract, we write according to the king of that locale. And then how do we count his years? Like that. The year changes in the first of Tishrei.
Okay, for the Shvit and for the Jubilee year, Startel and Piyalo Yirakot, and also additionally for the planting of the trees that is to do with Orla, and for the Yirakot for the Maser.
Very good.
Maser Bechad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Leilan, and first of Shvat is the new year for regarding grown trees.
Very good.
Grown trees, according to the words of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, considers Bet Hamishah Sarbo.
15th of November.
And that's to do with when is the start of spring?
It's more complicated than that. The concept is when do we say the sap starts going up in the trees. These are all derived from Sukkim, but yeah. It's interesting. You'll note that throughout Shas Mishnayis, Beis Shammai's opinion is expressed before Beis Hillel's. The Gemara in Erevin says, why do we rule like Beis Hillel everywhere? Because Beis Hillel were modest and they'd always express their contemporaries' opinion before their own. And that's why throughout Shas Mishnayis, you'll see Beis Shammai's opinion always shows up first, before Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel were anavim, they were modest, and they were first interested in hearing what the other side said before expressing their own opinion. Now we're out of time. I'll be happy to continue, but you guys should...